and New Hampshire is so in the rearview mirror for the presidential candidates. You've no doubt heard the two New Yorkers talking about their big wins, Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. Sanders beating Hillary Clinton by more than 20 points.
Thank you, New Hampshire. And now it's on to Nevada, South Carolina, and beyond.
On the Republican side, Ohio Governor John Kasich came in second. That was a big win for him, but it was Trump who won overall with 39% of the vote.
Thank you. Thank you, New Hampshire. Thank you. We are going now to South Carolina. We're going to win in South Carolina. I love you all. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, South Carolina splits its primaries. The Democrats are going to be in a little more than 2 weeks from now. We're about 10 days away from the Republican primary, and it's a very different playing field down south. Jamie Self covers politics for the state newspaper in Columbia. She's with us now. Jamie, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And set the stage for us in South Carolina as we leave New Hampshire with all these candidates doing better or worse than they had before. Where do they stand in South Carolina?
Well, on the Democratic side, I think what you see is, Secretary Clinton has a pretty substantial lead here in the most recent polls, which were late January. So we haven't seen any polls yet to kind of see where South Carolina voters stand now. But she was leading by almost 30 points.
But do you expect that to change dramatically given what just happened last night in New Hampshire? Or do South Carolinians like to go their own way?
I don't know that that Sanders' win in New Hampshire is going to have a substantial impact for him here. Clinton's campaign has been in the state for a while. She has an even wider margin of support ahead of Sanders among the African-American community. And I think the big thing for folks to remember is New Hampshire is a very different state demographically than South
Right.
Carolina, especially in the Democratic electorate. African-Americans will make up over half of the voters who vote in the primary on February 27th, whereas, you know, New Hampshire is about 94% white.
So what about the Republicans? How does the race look on that side today?
Right. I think that the Republicans are hoping to gain a little bit more traction here, particularly Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio. Those two candidates have positioned themselves kind of as the anti-Trump. They're more supported. They have more support among the establishment here in the state. But they haven't been doing very well despite having folks in their organizations that have extensive ties to the state and know the political landscape here. They just haven't been performing as well in the polls. Trump is still at the top. Cruz is still doing well. But I think the narrative coming out of New Hampshire, particularly for Jeb Bush, is going to be, you know, look at Marco Rubio. He's sliding. We'll be looking to see if his campaign can capitalize on that here.
And we know that Jeb Bush's brother, former President George W. Bush, is going to be campaigning with him in South Carolina. Is that likely to make a difference? Does George W. Bush have enough sway with South Carolina voters to make a difference for Jeb?
I think coming into the campaign, that was the conventional wisdom. I think it's been kind of surprising that he hasn't done as well here. And I think it fits into this narrative of, you know, what is driving people away from candidates like Bush and Rubio, more establishment candidates, and into the camps of candidates like Trump and Cruz.
And what about John Kasich, who actually is hoping that what happened last night is going to propel him to do even better than expected in South Carolina?
John Kasich hasn't had a very extensive campaign here, and he has not been holding the events like the other candidates have. He's also more of a moderate, and, you know, in South Carolina, where the Republican primary electorate is going to be judging each candidate's, you know, conservative credentials, they might look at his position on Medicaid expansion as something that that they're not going to want to support.
How important is the ground game in South Carolina?
I think it's really important. And I think that, South Carolina is not as small as Iowa and New Hampshire. But voters here also want to meet candidates. They want to feel like they have a relationship with them. You will hear from, the Bush campaign, for example, and the Clinton campaign, that they got an early start here. Clinton has been campaigning in beauty shops and barber shops and going to pastors and speaking at NAACP events. On the Republican side, you know, you hear some of the underdog candidates' campaigns talking about having built a strong network here, getting volunteers engaged, and sort of just waiting for that moment that they can really call upon that network to push them to the top. But I think that, you know, this election cycle has been defying conventional wisdom to some extent, because Trump's campaign has been able to draw huge crowds without evidence of really getting out there and building that grassroots network early on like the other campaigns have.
And we will be there next week to watch it all as we get closer to those two primary days in South Carolina. They're on different days. Jamie Self, political reporter for the state newspaper in Columbia. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.